Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Binalaan po ang mga Australian na hindi papapayagan ng mga international travels hanggang sa susunod na taon kahit na may mga vaccine rollout na matutuloy dito sa bansa. Sa panayam sa ABC ni Tourism and Transport Forum Chief Executive Margie Osmond, sinabi nitong kakailanganin ng mga tourism operators ang mas maraming tulong mula sa federal government dahil sa mga umiiral na international border restrictions. Ayon kay Ms. Osmond, gumagastos ng hanggang $8,500 ang isang Chinese visitor dito sa Australia, habang $1,500 lamang ang karaniwang gastos ng isang Australian sa domestic holiday. Dagdag niya, hindi makakabangon ang sektor ng bansa o sektor ng turismo dito sa bansa, lalo na kung sa domestic travel lamang ito iaasa at palagi ring nagsasara ang mga state borders.
We are going to need additional government support. There's no getting away from that. And I can't say more clearly, we can't recover without international borders being open, and we can't survive unless the state border issue is resolved. We understand that the health priority has to be number one for every government. That's a given. But it also means that if we're going to have a tourism industry in 18 months' time, we are going to have to look at additional government support at both state and federal level.
Ayon naman kay Prime Minister Scott Morrison, nasa 70-80% ng buong industriya ng turismo sa Australia ay mula sa domestic tourism. At naniniwala siya na kapag nagbukas ang mga state borders, ay muling aangat ang domestic tourism market.
Some areas of the country are more dependent on international tourism than others. But the bread and butter of the tourism industry in Australia has always been the domestic tourism sector. And in this unusual time, Australians who are big overseas travellers are increasingly in a position and will want to more and more see their own country. So that's going to have its obvious impact. The net import effect of tourism in Australia now being spent in Australia is not only supporting domestic tourism in this country, as the country we work hard to try and keep open.
Samantala, nananatiling sarado ang South Australia para sa mga taga-Sydney kahit na dalawang araw nang walang naitatalang bagong kaso ng COVID-19 infections sa New South Wales. Nananawagan naman si New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian sa mga residente na magpa-test. Ang mataas na testing rates umano ang magbibigay ng kumpiyansa sa pamahalaan para luwagan ang mga restrictions. Para sa anumang suportang pangkalusugan at impormasyon tungkol sa COVID-19 pandemic, bisitahin lamang sbs.com.au/coronavirus. At yan po ang binuong ulat ni Peggy Guacumelos para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.